If you own a small business, it's not a question of if some hacker is going to attempt to attack your company. It's a question of when. Let cyberpolicy.com keep you safe. Cyberpolicy is the first end-to-end solution that combines cyber planning, security, and insurance. With Cyberpolicy, your business will be protected against cyber attacks for as little as 40 cents a day. Visit cyberpolicy.com today and get a quote in just 4 minutes. Cyberpolicy.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into Joyce Barry and Friends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is joycebarry.com. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
Indeed, indeed. Welcome, folks. Today's show is about my best friend for decades, Beverly Nadler. But she's more than a best friend. I have her on the show because she's an awesome author, a powerful poet, remarkable reprogramming coach, spectacular speaker, and health guru. In fact, she's so wise and has such savvy about health that she has our show every Thursday with her. Here's to your Health Thursday segments. Why did I decide to do a whole show about Beverly? Certainly not because she's my best friend, because that wouldn't make for a best show. But a best friend is someone everyone should have in their life. And we'll talk about that in a moment. But all those other things give us the reason to produce a whole show about her, because there is so much to learn from this remarkable lady. I am so happy. I'm so privileged that she's with us every week. It's all about health, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. She certainly knows how to cover every base. And as a friend, she always knocks it out of the ballpark. Without further ado, I bring to you my best friend, Beverly Nadler. I'm so delighted you could take this opportunity to hear a show all about you. Welcome to the show.
Joyce, my face is I'm blushing. That was an incredible introduction, and the way you put those words together to describe me, wow, I can't wait to hear what I have to say. Thank you so much, and thank you also for being my best friend for decades.
That makes two of us. I can't wait to hear what you have to say, because obviously as a best friend decades long, I know a great deal about you. We could say that. You know a great deal about me as well. Today on the show, I'm going to try to find out some things that I don't know and perhaps our audience doesn't know as well. But I want to start with what you're so passionate about, which is your writing and your teachings. How did you get into that, and why does it matter so much?
Whoa. I'm going to try to – I don't want to take the whole show with this, but I could go on for ages talking about it. When I was 7 years old, my paternal grandmother died, and I wanted to know why people have to die. And I went to the library, and I took out these vastly metaphysical books, and the librarian said, "What? Who are those for?" And I said, "For me." And she smiled. I went home and started reading, realized this was not something I could understand, and I brought the books back, and I said, "Someday I will know." And my journey through life has been about understanding what life is about, what runs us, what rules the universe. Most people would call it metaphysical, but it's not just metaphysical. It's how things work in the physical universe, and it's how they work beyond. And from early childhood, I had a belief that there is more to our life and more to life than just this physical world. And if we could tap into it, we can surely change our own lives, because we are, in fact, created in the image and likeness of the Creator. And what does the Creator do? Creates. So my life has been devoted to, for so many years, to understanding how things work. And then, with all the knowledge that I had, I developed cancer in 1993, and in 1993-94, but I knew a lot about the subconscious mind, so I did not go to a medical doctor to get a diagnosis. I did as much as I could to take care of myself, and with the belief and the affirmation that if I am to leave the planet, then I will, but if I am to learn something from this experience, then I won't. And fortunately, I did heal myself. Naturally, I did go to the hospital for surgical removal of a very large tumor, and the doctor stood over me when I came out of the surgery and said, "I've never seen anything like this in my life." And I said, "What?" And he said, "Your tumor, large tumor, was totally dead." So I then had a further awareness of how important it would be for me to share what I know and what I learn and what I continue to learn about life, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and also about healing. I had been speaking for years before that, almost totally about the subconscious mind and the universal laws, but the more spiritual part became a part of my life and a part of my teachings after my healing.
Where was the tumor?
Colon.
Oh, a colon tumor. Yeah, that was indeed a miracle for sure that at the point of the surgery, the tumor had kind of like disappeared or not been an issue. Is that what put you on the path to having health be a number one priority?
No, actually my mother put me on the path. She was a nutrition consultant when they were considered, you know, food faddists. And she used to write out things by hand. She had not a lot of clients, but somehow she met a certain number of people. And they came to the house, and she'd be writing out different things for them. And they would have the healing. And she never studied it except on her own, you know, reading books. And this we're talking about, you know, quite some time ago. When I was a child when she started doing that. That's what put me on the nutritional path. And then I met my ex-husband, who was a chiropractor, at a dance. Parents without partners, because I had been married before, very briefly. Well, not that briefly, but a few years. And we met, and he put his hand on the back of my neck, and he said, "You have a sinus condition." And he nearly blew me away, because I had had a sinus condition that nothing changed from the time, probably from the time I was born, because I remember taking nose drops my whole life until I met him, and having my nose drained when I was a very young child. And I thought that was remarkable. I said, "How did you know that?" And he said, "Well, I'm a chiropractor." Well, I knew as much about chiropractic as, you know, my pet cat. So he explained, and I thought, "Wow, that's remarkable." And he said, "I can help you." So he did 3 adjustments, and that was the end of my using nose drops for my sinus condition. And everything was so effective that I married him. Now, it wasn't the greatest marriage, although we're actually friends now, but I certainly learned a lot about health, and a lot of my experience in life was also in trying to navigate a marriage with 3 children that was not going the way I thought, the idealistic dream we all have. You know, you get married and life is wonderful, and, you know, the fairy tale, and trying. So that became a very important part of my life, was the psychology of everything.
You just referenced your second husband. What should we know about your first husband? That's something we never discussed. What about that, and how long were you married to him?
I was married to him for 7 years. He was an electrical engineer. He's a nice guy. We had nothing special in common. And I didn't know at the time that, you know, my journey was for this, what I'd call more higher teachings. And we didn't have a lot to talk about. We didn't have a lot. We do things together like most. It was a superficial relationship. And I remember, you know, walking around and thinking and saying, "Is this it?" There was a song, I think it was Peggy Lee, "Is this all there is?"
Yes.
And I just said that there has to be something different. There has to be. And we just drifted apart, basically. That was it. And got a divorce.
And how many children from each of the marriages?
My oldest daughter is from the first marriage. She was 2 when we got divorced. And my other 2 children are from, they're all daughters from this marriage.
Is your oldest daughter still in touch with your ex-husband?
He passed away, but she was never in touch with him. When we got divorced, his decision was, which I think was actually a kind decision, since to allow her to be adopted so that she only had one father and was not confused, and that's what he did, which, as I said, it was a very kind decision on his part.
Absolutely, and I know that you do have a wonderful relationship with your ex-husband, who is the biological father of your other 2 children. Are they in touch with him?
Oh, we're all in touch. Everybody's in touch. That is, he and I are good friends. He just lost his second wife, unfortunately, on Christmas Day, as a matter of fact. And since that time, which is not that long ago, but he's adjusted very well. He comes up to the our house, which is actually my daughter's home. I live with my youngest daughter every other weekend, and we have a very pleasant time. He's very different than my first husband. He's also interested he's a chiropractor, very much into health and healing and nutrition and all of the things I'm into, and also the metaphysical, but not there's an understanding, is not as much, but lately now he's getting very much more involved in it because of us. But we're all in touch with each other, and there never was a lack of being in touch with him at any time. Just he and I had a time when we didn't communicate, and then somehow that just kind of passed, and we became friends. I was very friendly with his ex-wife.
You know, Beverly, I know as fact that you have many fans, certainly through this radio show, that listen every week to your Thursday show, and many followers who love following you and what you do. When I asked you the question, did you let people know about the show today, it's funny how you promoted all the other shows. But this one about you, especially since people don't know you're on Monday, I really would love to encourage any of you who might be listening today to call in and talk to Beverly, to ask her a question, to say something about her shows, the value you get from her relationship. So it's funny how you let everyone know when it's not about you, but here it is about you, and nobody knows you're on today from your following. Does that have to do with being humble, shy, or none of the above?
I wouldn't call, I don't know, am I humble? I don't know. I'm not a marketer, and I really didn't know what you said about me. If I had seen the posting on it, I would have then said, here's what I'm, you know, copied part of it and put that in Facebook and LinkedIn. But I didn't, because it wasn't posted last night. And so I didn't know what exactly to say, and I didn't feel comfortable saying, listen to a show all about me. Marketing has never been my strong suit. You know that. Marketing and promotion has never been. I'm an educator. And so it's easy for me to write about what I'm going to be speaking on each Thursday, because it's education.
And, that has to do with marketing. And you certainly, when you said you didn't know, given your relationship with me and the show, for over 4.5 years the show, and with me decades, you could have just trusted that it's going to be absolutely perfect. So it would have been great to see all the people that tune in on Thursday here, that I could have linked them up with you. So I just want to acknowledge that. And it's a lot of it is about trust. You know me so well. You got to know that the show is not only going to be all about you, but it's going to be a wonderful show, because I only have wonderful things to say about you. So
Joyce,
anything
you
else
only
you want to add?
Wonderful shows, including even the ones that I'm not on.
That's good to know. All right, well, I mentioned a lot of things in the write-up, so let's go through each one and see why I thought they were very special attributes, starting with awesome author. So what could you tell us about your books, the names of them, and your website, so they can actually find them?
My books are Vibrational Harmony, The Real Secret of Success, Health, and Happiness. And that book, Joyce has the foreword in there, so you definitely want to read that book. This is all about the universal laws. We are run by these laws. Our life operates according to them. Not knowing them puts people at a distinct disadvantage, because life does not run smoothly. One of the major things about life is the fact that we are governed by the law of polarity. So things are up and down, and often we don't understand why. The laws will help you. The book is also about reprogramming your subconscious mind with techniques in the book that help people to identify what the issues are that are holding them back from doing and accomplishing and even feeling the way they'd want to feel and accomplishing what they'd like to manifest. And and it's very clear, very easy. There's tons and tons of testimonials on the book. So that's, you can find it on the center menu It says Vibrational Harmony Book. Then there's, my website, I didn't say that. Okay, that's very simple, BeverlyNadler.com. You could also find it by VibrationalHarmony.com, but it's easier probably to remember my name. Then there's Loving the Game of Life. This book was written because I've discovered or learned that we are who we really are, spiritual beings in having a human experience. I had heard that many times. I didn't really understand it. After I studied some more and discovered what self-realization and enlightenment and awakening is all about, I realized that this is the truth of who we are. We are spiritual beings. And the more we know that, I'm not going to say life gets easy, but there's an understanding that helps us to move through things, because if we are in fact spiritual beings, there is within us an ability to do things and have a power that we don't understand that we have as just plain, quotes, humans. So the book is actually is there to confirm two things. We are spiritual beings having a human experience, what that means, and a statement by Einstein that could be rather perplexing, but the book also explains that, which is that reality is merely an illusion, albeit a very persistent one. And we talk about reality is talking about this third dimension. Life is far more than what we're experiencing on the third dimension. So those two books, there's a third one that will be out, but it's not up yet, and that is Winning the Game of Life. You see, first is Loving the Game of Life, and then it's Winning the Game of Life. And I've got a lot of poetry on there, coaching testimonials, and explanations of what my coaching is all about. But writing is like breathing for me. I also have a gift for everyone who's listening to the show, whether you're listening today or you come in the archives. Please go to vibrationalharmony.biz, B-I-Z, and get a free download for a book, an e-book that is Secrets of Stress Mastery for Health-Conscious and Spiritually Aware People. There's a lot of assistance in there in navigating this life and being able to stop the constant stresses that wear on us because we don't give ourselves time to recover. And there's a lot of little techniques. When I say little, they're brief, but they will help your body to recover and stay out of the constant stress mode that most of us live in.
Those books are indeed extraordinary. Those books are life-changing. Beverly Nadler, N-A-D-L-E-R. Well, lo and behold, we have a fan of yours that listens every Thursday, and here she is with us today, our friend Mary. Mary, go ahead, please. Thank you for calling in.
Thanks for taking my call. I just love your ladies when you get together. You have awesome, awesome information, and the energy is just, I just can't explain the energy. Words can't explain it. But I find it interesting, Beverly, how you and I, our lives are so parallel, like two successful divorces. And, right? I mean, it's not really failure because those men really helped us grow into better people, yes?
Absolutely. All of our relationships are meant for growing experiences. Some of them are just so difficult for some people, however, that it doesn't help them grow. And if they had more understanding of who they really are and of the laws and also did some reprogramming, it probably would help. But that's a very cute thing that you said. We had two successful divorces.
What a thing to have in common.
Well, yeah, and then also I had a medical situation, which I've shared before on the radio, and it's just how self-healing. I mean, we can all self-heal ourselves. I mean, you know, we have God in us, and Jesus would heal people. So, I understand sometimes we need a little help from other helping hands, healing hands, But I just think sometimes people just give their power away. What do you think about that?
Most people don't know that they have the power, Mary, and it's a blessing that you do, and it's a choice that you've made to learn things that most people aren't aware of, and that's one of the reasons we have these shows, is to consistently affirm and confirm the things that people can learn and can do for themselves, because the more we use our power, the more power we have.
Exactly, exactly. And then the third point I just wanted to share, you and I are so much alike, is self-promoting. I just have a challenge with that. And I can like tell everybody about how wonderful you are, how wonderful Joyce is. But for me to like say, you know, I think I'm funny as a comedian. Well, no, I'm not funny. I just have funny crap that happens to me, and I just share it. But to self-promote, can you help me on that? I mean, what part am I missing here?
I think it's possibly just an aspect that became part of our programming, that people are conceited or it's egotistical or look at them showing off, and we never wanted to be like that. I mean, you know, it's different for different people, but with myself, it's even hard to know where it started. I work at it because if I'm going to be writing these books, which I've already written, and if I'm going to be speaking, I have to be able to do this. But it always feels better when it's third person. So
yeah.
Maybe you can say, this is what people say about me. Do you work professionally as a comedian?
Do I? Yeah.
That's what you do. Oh, well that's wonderful.
Besides being a florist, yeah.
Uh-huh. So then it would be a great thing to say. I make people laugh, and laughter is one of the most healing things you can do for yourself. So come and join me at my next show. I can do that, but I'm talking about you, right?
And Mary, that's kind of stuff you can post on Twitter and Facebook, what Beverly's recommending. But what I'm recommending is see if you can save some money and get a coach, and it could be me because that's one of my specialties, public speaking.
Right.
I was born that way, so I never had to work at it. I always said I was born in front of a room because I'm so comfortable. Yet we all know that the number one primary fear for people is public speaking. So that is something that takes a lot of practice, where you get so comfortable with yourself that you can focus on your market, what you're saying to them, and take the attention off yourself. So I'm just going to suggest you make one of your goals, to work with a coach, as I said, with me, with someone else, and develop those skills, because they can indeed be developed. Anything else you want to say to Beverly before we move on?
Well, I just want to share with Beverly. I love listening to her. I love Joyce's show. And I think someone once said to me, you know what, you're being selfish when you don't let people know how you can help them. And I'm still working on that part. You know, I know I'm a fantastic florist. I know my flowers speak volumes and help people heal no matter, you know, what. It's just taking that, my comedy, to the next level. That's what I'm working on. So, but ladies, thank you and have a blessed day.
Well, thank
you, Mary, for calling in. But I just created a poem for you to market yourself. I just made this up now. Roses are red, violets are blue. Come to my store, I'll take care of you.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you.
So I just
thank
made
you.
That up on the spot. And there's a lot more to it, you know, when you do public speaking, because it's always about your audience and taking the focus off yourself. But what I do want to say is you're a very good person. You're a very supportive, caring person. I love that you're in the chat room every day, and I love that you got out of the chat room to call in and talk to Beverly. Thank you so much for that. Thank you.
And thank you.
You're the best.
It's a pleasure.
Okay, the next thing I said about Beverly is that she is a powerful poet. As evidence of that, this is my personal favorite poem.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
Now, Beverly has, I'm going to guess, maybe 500 plus original poems. For obvious reasons, that one is my favorite, such that I play it on every show every day. And I know it just flowed through you, and that's when you have that inner gift. What would you like to say about your poetry? Hello? Hello?
Oh, sorry. Sorry for that.
I thought I lost you, Beverly Nadler.
Nope. I came back. I absolutely love writing poetry. Sometimes I will decide I need to write a poem about, and for whatever it is, and it'll just flow as soon as I make that decision. Other times, the decision is made for me. In other words, I'm just hanging out with myself, and all of a sudden a poem starts. So I just go with it. I have a poem on friendship, which is I'd like to dedicate to us.
Please go ahead. Dedicate away.
Okay. If you ask me what is a friend, I'd say a friend is many things. A friend is someone who allows you to be and accepts you unconditionally and sees beyond your vulnerability. It's someone you can depend upon, someone who makes you feel good about yourself. She doesn't expect perfection. She gives before she takes, and when you make a mistake, she doesn't judge. She's just there, and you know she cares what happens to you. Friends can get angry, friends can get tough, but they'll support you when the going gets rough. Friends understand the inner messages of tears unshed without words being said. The bond between them has no strings. Yes, friendship is a beautiful thing. Friendship transcends time and space. You don't need to be in the same place. Through years and miles, you feel the smiles and the love you give one another. And no matter how long it's been since the last time you've seen each other, it always feels like yesterday, because friends are only a heartbeat away.
Yay!
They are only a heartbeat away, and my grandmother actually said it best. You never have to say you love me. One heart feels the other. What a great poem that was. Absolutely awesome. Beverly Nadler, NADLER.com for Beverly's website. We're going to talk about Beverly's talents and abilities right after I refer you to my website, Joyce Barry, BARRIE.com. And In that website, you will see countless testimonials from people from all walks of life about my services, my coaching, my training, and here are just a few of my favorites.
Joyce Barry is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barry.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson.
If you can handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed?
Charlie Sheen.
Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barry as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba, and I think and grow rich. If you are thinking about hiring Joyce Barry as your coach, just do it, and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barry herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email CoachJoyce@AOL.com. That's CoachJoyce@AOL.com.
Coach Joyce here at AOL.com. All you need to do is put in the subject line, radio show, and we can have a conversation if coaching is right for you. But if you're ready to take that quantum leap, if you're ready to get outside the box, if you're ready to get past what it is that holds you back, just think of it this way. What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? We just had a whole week or two of the Olympics, and they were extraordinary with the best of the best. And what do they all have that you don't have? Well, the answer is very simple, a coach. So if you find it time to get past the hurdles and handicaps, get yourself a coach. Hopefully you'll choose Beverly or myself because we are the best of the best. And I'm not as humble as most. I just say it like it is and see what happens to you if your life changes and the kind of results you'll get. Beverly, anything you want to say? I know you don't excel at self-promotion, but anything you want to say about that?
Absolutely. First of all, you're a master at what you do, and you can help people to go to the next level. My work is entirely different, and that's why we joyfully promote each other. What I look for is to help you identify what blocks you have that are operating at a subconscious level that are not allowing you to do what you consciously want to do or to attract or create what you consciously want, because there's something holding you back from your subconscious. We find that, we release it, we reprogram you, and voila, you are able to go to the next level. Especially.
Yeah, the coaching is indeed very different. They come from very different places. So it's about what you resonate with, which way you want to go. I like to think of what Beverly does is starting with the conscious mind to see where the blocks are, then the subconscious working through them. And I'm conscious all the way, getting through the hurdles, getting to the next step. It's not so much about analyzing why you're stuck, is getting past it, moving forward. And if you're thinking of getting yourself a coach, ask yourself the question, if not now, when? Okay, moving forward, Beverly Nadler is a spectacular speaker. I've been with her at many an event where she was the primary speaker, as often as she's been at my events where I was. Beverly, what would you like to say about how much you enjoy connecting with a live audience?
Oh, I love it. I'm looking forward to it happening again. I spoke for many, many years, and what stopped me actually was when I had became very, very ill and finally had to have the surgery. Believe it or not, I was still speaking a week before I even went into surgery. The amazing thing that happens when you do something you truly, truly love is that while I had the condition, the cancer, and was in pain quite a bit, once I got on the stage, I was never in pain. It was just spirit speaking through me. Speaking is one of the things that I love the best. Connecting with an audience, helping to make a difference is so important to me. But what happened after the surgery and recovering is that all of a sudden it became so important for me to write my experiences. And so writing became what I spent most of my time and continued researching, and which I do to this day. And even before every show, there's always some research on checking because there's always new things that people are coming up with. And when I'm looking forward to connecting with a live audience again. I don't do it frequently. I don't have the contacts I had before. And this is a very different world. The whole world is such that if you don't know, you know, who to connect with and they don't find you, you don't find them and there isn't enough promotion, you just don't get there. So it's finding people who understand or people finding me who recognize that what I have to say is of value and inviting me to speak at their conference conventions or even get a group of people together that want to better understand how the laws of the universe work and how to reprogram their own mind, because that's one of the things I also did by request. I went from place to place, not only in the United States, but also in Canada. And, I was going to say in Mexico, but Mexico was on a convention. It wasn't someone's house. So, yes, if you are interested, just contact me. Put speaking in the subject line. I guarantee I'll look at your email before the hundreds of others that come through. And that address is Beverly Nadler at Opt Online, or you can go directly to my website and just click on Contact Beverly Nadler and let me know if you've got a place that you'd like to bring me to, because I am delighted to go.
And that website is Beverly Nadler, NADLER.com. One of the things Beverly and I share in common is we do love having a home business. We do love promoting and sharing products that we personally use and we love. Let me share with you folks how I choose one.
The home biz I choose will have to be a company whose products are so healthy. The company I call my own has an upline and leaders with a positive tone. The comp plan is generous, the products all great. It's time to join in, no reason to wait. We'll be smitten as we're sitting in a business that we are all winning. A company who does care, the business I must share with you.
Contact Joyce Barry, the home business coach, and you could start earning extra income today. Email coachjoyce@aol.com. That's coachjoyce@aol.com for a part-time, full-time, anytime opportunity. If you want to improve your finances, get out of debt, save money, and make money now. coachjoyce@aol.com.
And folks, Beverly and I actually met through a home business. It was one of these opportunity meetings. She was there, I was there, and the rest is history. We've been best friends for decades. And when you read about home businesses or study them or people talk to you about them, they give you all the perks, all the reasons why you should be in one, be your own boss, make your own hours, the sky's the limit. And what they never say is the kind of people that you meet as a result, that you meet through the home-based business, Beverly being just one, and I have several other very close friends that we met that way. And it's kind of like you're on the same page of what you appreciate and love, and you enjoy sharing it. Beverly, you want to say anything about that?
Yeah. You can work at any hours. There's no limit to, you know, it's the 9 to 5. You don't have to get dressed to go to work. you can earn money while you're sleeping. And no one's going to be breathing down your neck. You don't have to worry about getting fired. There's a tremendous amount of tax advantages that even if you have a job, and we never, ever suggest that someone leave their job to do a home-based business. If it builds to that place where you can do that, great. But meanwhile, while you have your job, you don't have the tax advantages that you can have if you also have a home biz. So that becomes another very important reason. And the choosing your own hours, choose the level of your participation. You're also earning 3 different incomes. You're earning residual income because the people that you bring into the program with you who use the same products, you bring them in not because you're thinking only, gee, we got to make money. I mean, we do need to make money in this day and age, but in any day and age. But the fact is you bring them in because you love the products and services, you know the benefits, and you want to help these people. And so they continue to order. You're actually earning residual income. And then there's duplicated income, which means that as people are in your organization, you are earning income just as if you had your own sales organization, where the sales manager is earning income from the business that's brought through the other salespeople. And, you know, John Paul Getty said, I would rather have 1% of 100 people's productivity and efforts than 100% of my own. So it's that kind of income that's different. And as Joyce said, the friends that you meet, you have a lot in common with them. And it's just a wonderful thing to have a home-based business in addition to whatever else that you do.
Very well said, and it's something that we both are passionate about. We have been for decades. We share that, and we always want to share what we love with you as well. Now, we never would say to quit your job, but if you get into a home business, you go in 1 foot at a time, and however fast you progress, and you're ready to make that leap, here's what our friend Kurt has to say about that.
I'm gonna wash that boss right out of my hair. Gonna walk out of my cubicle right out of my chair. Now the sky is the limit and the sky's in the air. 'Cause I'll be on my way. I'm gonna work from home and I choose to succeed. I'm gonna make my own hours, oh yes sir indeed. I'm going to be my own boss, it's me I will lead. And I'll be on my way. How much I earn, it's up to me, up to me. Who's the master coach? That's Joyce Barry, Joyce Barry. Now it's time for me to shine. Yes, sister. I'm gonna wash that boss right out of my hair. 'Cause now I work for myself. Yes, that I will share. Make your own opportunities if you do dare. And you'll be on your way. Yes, you'll be on your way.
And folks, if that's something you've been thinking about for a while and you just haven't even taken the first step to inquire about it, then ask yourself the question, if not now, when? Time to stop procrastinating. Time to do things differently. If you want to keep getting the same results, just keep doing the same kind of things. And that's what it all comes down to. If not now, when? Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When?
We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration, achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation to get healthy and off that medication to get wealthy? It's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not, now, when? Wow, it's already at the end of February, and I'm thinking of all the people that were so excited about their New Year's resolutions, and here we are, the end of February, and I'm wondering how many of them you actually have a handle on. Okay, back to our extraordinary guest today, my best friend, Beverly Nadler. She's a health guru. She has this segment every Thursday, Here's to Your Health Thursday, the only one that has a segment every week, and it's always different, always a knockout show. Beverly, you're a health guru. We value you. We appreciate you. How do you amass all that information?
Information machine. I could talk
indeed
about my astrological configurations, which are five planets in Gemini. Gemini is a speaker, a writer, a teacher, wants information. It's just part of how, like you said, you were born in front of a room. I was born to do, to just look up stuff, find it out, and disseminate it. A messenger ruled by Mercury, that's what I am. And it's a blessing when you actually know what you're supposed to be doing in life. Mine is very, very clear to me. So I just do it in between everything else, you know, raising my kids. And I used to sing even professionally. I don't miss singing professionally because it was so much preparation and all, but I did enjoy singing in front of an audience. Now I sing as what I call therapy. I still go into the city, work with my accompanist and coach for many, many years, and we create shows as if we were actually going to perform. And every single week he says the same thing. It's such a shame that you're not singing, but there really isn't a place, unless somebody promotes you, to do that. And at this point of my life, I love doing the singing, but it's speaking is what really gets it. And when I speak, I want to be sure that if there's anything that I'm saying that's not accurate, so I do a lot, still do a lot of research, even though most of what I talk about I know like the back of my hand.
Folks, today you're hearing all about the talented and terrific Beverly Nadler with her whole fan base for sure listening in every single Thursday, Here's to Your Health Thursday, and a lot of them have no idea that she's with us today. Country Boy, he's in our studio, but he's not in the health queue. Are you there, and would you like to share something about Beverly? I do know you're a fan of hers. Country Boy. Okay, he called in, but he really wasn't in the host queue. I thought I'd take a shot. Okay, back to you, Beverly.
Well, let's tell people what I'm talking about this Thursday, which is how to have a healthy heart. February is not only Valentine's Month and Black History Month, two very auspicious occasions, but it is also Heart Month. And so we took this opportunity before we leave the month of February to talk about how to have a healthy heart, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Everything will continue. This is the most blessed, well, it's all blessed organs, but this is the hardest working organ in your body. So you definitely want to tune into that show and find out how to keep it healthy.
The one thing that was shocking for me about learning a bit about the heart is that's the number one leading cause of death. Most people would say it's cancer.
No, no. I mean, when I say no, no, it's been promoted. It's been said to be the number one cause, cancer being second.
Right, that's what I just said. You said no, no. That's exactly what I
no,
just
no.
said.
No, no, cancer is second. Heart disease is first. What I mean by no, no is cancer is not first. Not yet, anyhow.
Beverly, what I said is it's known heart. The heart is known to be the number one cause of death, and most people think it's cancer, is what I said.
I thought you thought it was cancer.
No, no, no. That's why when you said no, no, I wanted to clarify. I said it's a very important topic because it's known to be the number one leading cause of death, but most people believe cancer is.
Uh-huh. Okay,
moving forward. So you're going to go check out BeverlyNadler.com. You're going to look into her awesome books. The poetry she does, she just knocks it right out of the ballpark. We have her poems on every single show. You're going to check my website, JoyceBarry.com. When are you going to do all of this? Are you out there saying, I will do it, I will do it, I will do it, and I'll do it someday? Someday I'll get to the website. Someday I'll join a home business. Someday I'm going to hire a coach. Are you one of those people? Well, if you are, I wrote this just for you. Someday, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. I went to my calendar and took a look. I discovered that someday was not in the book. I looked carefully, for someday I did seek, but only Monday through Sunday appeared on each week. I got really confused. This was not funny. I always said someday I'd make very good money. I always said someday I'd get everything done. I always said someday I'd be number one. I always said someday this and someday that. Someday is starting to sound like very old hat. I became very sure that something was wrong. No someday on my calendar all along. I thought everything I wanted would come to be. It would happen someday, I kept telling me. It was someday, I kept telling you, that all our dreams were sure to come true. How shocking to discover that all along, someday was not in the calendar. How could I be so wrong? How could I not know that why I was stuck was that someday would never, ever show up? There wasn't a calendar anywhere, none to be found, that had someday in it, it would never come around. I always knew that if something is going to be, I am totally responsible. It's all up to me. I thought of my goals and made a new list. How exciting to realize that someday did not exist. Now I really know without any doubt that Monday through Sunday is in and someday is out. So I ask you women, I ask you men, I ask myself, if not right now, when? And folks, that's one of the most powerful things you can ask yourself, if not right now, when? Beverly, an incredible show to let people know about you, your talents, your gifts. You're an amazing person. I'm proud. I'm thrilled that we're best friends. What would you like to wrap up this show about you?
All about me. Oh, I wish you I wish you love. I wish you blessings. I'm delighted that you join us, and I hope to have many, 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 many years to be able to present what I believe are information that can help you have a better life. But I want to close with a couple of interesting quotes on friendship that I discovered. And then, if we have time, I can close with another poem that is nothing, not about friendship. It's just about life.
Does that
work? Okay. So Robert Louis Stevenson said, "A friend is a gift you give yourself." And Popeye said, "A friend, I am told, is worth more than pure gold." In the Bible, it says, "A faithful friend is the medicine of life." And there are two quotes from Sting, the musician, singer. In 1980, he said, "Given the choice of friendship or success, I'd probably choose success." In 1990, he said, "Friendship's much more important to me now than what I thought success was."
Very good indeed. Was there one other thing you wanted to share with us before we wrap it up here?
I'm sorry, are you talking to me or somebody in the audience?
I'm talking to you, Beverly Nadler. I said, is there something else you want to share before I wrap it up?
I didn't know if you had a comment on some of these lovely quotes. The other thing that I will share is a poem on joy. We all need to have joy in our life. "I am eager for the future, grateful for the past. I finally know who I am and where I'm headed at last. It's been a strange journey, but I'm not looking back. I've shed my old beliefs of worry, fear, and lack. Life is filled with miracles and challenges to overcome. Keep your eye on where you're going, not where you've come from. Sure, life has its ups and downs. Nevertheless, we must know it all works out in the end, if only we're willing to trust. I feel this wondrous feeling. My spirit's been set free. I finally found the joy I seek. It was always inside of me."
Wow, that is awesome. You're awesome. Thank you for what you bring to us every Thursday. Thank you for what you bring to me every day. Folks, go out and celebrate your friendships, your relationships, your resources, your opportunities, and the miracles that will come your way if only you're a believer. We love you. We appreciate you. Thank you for being a loyal audience. Here is our celebration song.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop, I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash.
Joyce Barry mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash.
Joyce Barry mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry mash.
Joyce Barry mash.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry mash.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.
If you own a small business, it's not a question of if some hacker is going to attempt to attack your company. It's a question of when. Let cyberpolicy.com keep you safe. Cyberpolicy is the first end-to-end solution that combines cyber planning, security, and insurance. With cyber policy, your business will be protected against cyber attacks for as little as 40 cents a day. Visit cyberpolicy.com today and get a quote in just 4 minutes. Cyberpolicy.com.
Yo, everybody get up! Everybody get up! Everybody needs to understand that I'm more than simply a hype man for this rap group. Just like Geico is more than just a company that can save you money. Geico also has fast and friendly claim service, so they can help you when you need it most. And while I do love being a hype man, I also love reading for children's audiobooks. Like Little Bo Peep, she lost the sheep, and she don't know where to find them. Yo!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.